The Pentagon called the conditions for the use of nuclear weapons. I saw this story about maybe about 2 hours ago. And I'm like, okay, I got to translate this one. I got to see what the Russians are saying. The Pentagon spoke about the conditions for the use of nuclear weapons. And so the Russian paper said that the spokesperson for the United States Air Force held a press conference today in the Pentagon and was asked about how and when the U.S. would use its nuclear weapons. So we went to work and we found the video.
Now, you're not seeing this on any of our outlets here,
nowhere,
are you?
Nowhere. Nowhere. That's front page in Russia today. In the last couple of hours, that's the front page number one story in Russia. U.S. Air Force Brigadier General Patrick Ryder outlined how and when the United States would use nuclear weapons against Russia. Yeah, that's the front page in Russia right now, the number one headline. Is it in the U.S.? Can you watch it on Fox News? Can you see it on MSNBC tonight?
No.
But you see it and hear it on True News. This is the number one source, the most definitive, authoritative source in the world for World War III news. You need to tell your friends, tell your family. World War III has already started, and it is True News that is on top of it. And if you want to know where we're at right now in World War III, you've got to watch True News. So let's go back to this Izvestia article. So it says that the Pentagon outlined the use of weapons. So we're going to show you now a clip from the press conference held today featuring U.S. Air Force Brigadier General Patrick Ryder. And he was asked a question about the use of nuclear weapons against Russia.
Putin to date has never taken nuclear weapons off the table. His rhetoric continues, and he's never said that it's off the table. So, what reassurance can the Pentagon give the American people that it is completely ready to deal with a nuclear scenario from Russia?
Yeah, so we are completely ready. I will tell you that. We continue to monitor the situation very closely. As Secretary Austin and others have said, this kind of nuclear saber rattling is reckless. It's irresponsible, particularly given the security situation in that region of the world and elsewhere. And so it's something we'll continue to keep a close eye on. In the meantime, we have not seen anything that would indicate that Russia has made a decision to employ nuclear weapons. Others have communicated that there would be consequences, but I'm not going to get into what those were other than to say that we stand the watch 24/7 and would be prepared if we had to respond.
And very briefly, given the fact that NATO is, including the U.S., is doing a nuclear deterrence exercise in Europe this very week, when you say fully ready, are you fully, can you say whether the United States is fully planned out and ready with the allies in Europe?
So I'm not going to get into hypothetical situations because, again, we maintain a very robust strategic deterrence capability and have for many, many years. We work very closely with our allies throughout the world to provide deterrence. And I'll just leave it at that. But thank you, Barbara.
So he said, we're fully ready.
Completely ready.
Completely ready. If you notice, General Ryder repeatedly looked down at his notes. He was answering her question as he looked at his notes. What that tells me, Doc, is the question was staged.
Right.
She was told to ask that question. He had the answer. The answer was already written out. Somebody in the Pentagon wanted
that question asked.
Yes.
So that answer could be given.
Yes. That they're ready, completely ready.
Thank you, Barbara, for the question.
Yes. And now it's on the front page of the Russian newspapers tonight.
But once again, any outlet here in the U.S., you're not going to see this video tonight.
Not at all.
If you do, I would be surprised or shocked.
Most of what goes on national television news in America is a clown show.